Om Shanti. You have two RCs. I think most of you have been meeting Didi from the time of arrival. And it's beautiful that she's here to welcome you all and also at the end to say goodbye to you all. It's been a great comfort for all of us to know that she's not only looking after this region, but she's actually also looking after the whole world. Because everyone who comes to Gyan Sarovar gets to meet with her. And I came for the program at 6 o'clock, of course, but early so that I could just have a vision of all of you. Because I don't get to meet all of you. And of course, when it's the class, then it's hundreds. And so to meet with a relatively small group is nice. And just looking around, I'm thinking that I have met many of you downstairs very briefly, but of course not everyone. And so it's lovely to have this opportunity. And in fact, I think this region has about 230 people, something like that, but they're not here. A, because it's a funny time, tea time for most, rather than coming together, but also because I think many are in Pandav Bhavan and perhaps they didn't feel inclined to catch a bus right in the middle of the heat. But also just an opportunity to see if anyone wants to say anything or ask any question. And it could be a question about Gyan and Yoga, or it could be a question about things that are going on, whatever. But I'll hand over to Didi to see what she would like to share.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Om Ananda. Happiness. As we see, Jantiben gets very little time to be here. Like, as Baba has given the title, Angel, Flying Messenger, Peace Messenger. So being here in season as well, how many times she has flown and come back and flown and come back. I think the aeroplane is also purified. Whichever aeroplane she flies, the country, the company, the people. And it's so beautiful that for Europe, time is here to meet. Though she definitely makes, no matter how busy she is, because downstairs is the whole world actually, not only just a small group, Bharatvasis, and like this yesterday, 21,000 bhikkhus were present there. And from everyone wants to come and meet, also to be Dadi Janki's room, and also to meet Jayanti Ben. And at the same time, she is capable to give time, special attention, care of Baba's children, foreign countries, no matter which country from someone is, because it's a family. But it is a good opportunity to meet specially the area where Baba has given the crown of responsibility to look after, and Europe is very special, UK, Europe. And this opportunity to meet her, at the same time, greetings, meeting, And also if anything has to be clarified. Baba has given actually yesterday very clear that how this company or sangha of Baba, as Baba being our companion and being in his company, how we are colored with special godly colors, divine colors of divine virtues, and what ties us together is love and respect, understanding each other, cooperating each other, having consciousness of being benevolent, and we are family, at the same time we have school friends, and at the same time we are working with the same mission. And the beauty of this is that everyone's heart is connected with Baba. Everyone's feeling is, let everyone receive Baba's message. And also at the same time, Baba says now, time is very short. It is becoming a real Arjuna to follow Baba's directions and ready whatever Srimad Baba's God's directions are, at the same time to fulfill the responsibility of world transformation. And it is, transformation is not anything else. World transformation is, begins with self-transformation. Not that but world transformation, then self-transformation, because we are creating, we are transforming the world, and we are God's world, because it's a direct creation. And so very, very happy and hearty welcome to Jantiben, especially short time, and meet all of us, especially UK, Europe, though later on we'll meet everyone, but lucky ones are just to have personal meeting. So now time is to meet and greet her.
So if we could have a microphone here. Anyone with any question? A reminder, just give your name and the country you're from. Reminder to give your name and country.
Nick from the UK. And the aim here was quite clear when arriving, and that was around closeness and relationship with Father. And what's happened, to my surprise, is the relationship has been with Bap Dada, and I was just interested to hear your feelings on that. It has been a surprise.
It's beautiful that Madhuban has given you that experience, and I think it is one of the specialities of Madhuban that when you're abroad, it's easy to think about Shiv Baba and that connection with the Eternal Father. But I think the relationship with Brahma Baba happens when you're actually here. And then you're in the land where Baba lived, and especially when you go to Pandavabhavan, you're there in the land where Baba walked and meditated, and you're able to feel his presence in a very different way. And so the whole magic of Shiv Baba, Brahma Baba coming together is the Madhuban experience. And I know that for me, the drishti that Brahma Baba gave me, and it carried me from here to a different dimension and made me aware of God. So I was taking drishti from this person, but a very powerful person, but the drishti took me far beyond and had me had the experience of connecting with God. So I know that Bap and Dada work together in a very beautiful way. But it's wonderful to know that even without the physical presence of Brahma Baba, yet the presence is there. Good, I'm glad. I know that sometimes when people don't have such a stable connection with Bapa and Dada, then it's difficult for them in Gyan. They can benefit from some aspects, but not everything that's going on. But once you have a relationship with Bapa and Dada, then you enjoy everything of the family and the service and whatever is happening. Who else has had that experience of connecting with Brahma Baba being here? Right, many, many, many. Yeah. It's something I understood way, way back when the first group had come from London to Madhuban. And it was a woman who was three people from London, all of them Christians, but one woman who had not only studied Christianity intensely from age 12 and then had gone into Theosophy, which studied the Eastern traditions also, and then had finally landed up with, well, along the way, Krishnamurti. She knew him personally because she was one of his first Western followers at that time when he would come abroad. And then finally landed up with the Brahma Kumaris and asked 1,001 questions. Madeline, some of you knew Madeline. So she, when she came to Madhuban, she had a very dramatic experience of Didi, because she'd had a vision of Didi, but thought it was a man from another planet, who had come to help as God's messenger. And Didi's hair was pulled back quite tightly. And when she saw Didi, she wouldn't take her eyes away from Didi. She just kept looking at Didi. And it was embarrassing because Didi and Dadi were sitting together. And so I had to nudge her. We were sitting on the floor in front of Didi and Dadi. I had to nudge her. And she ignored it. And till the end, she didn't take drishti from Dadi. She just had a fixed vision on Didi. Then when we came outside, she said, "Do you know who that is?" I said, "Madeline. You embarrassed me. You should have taken drishti from both." And she still persisted. "This is the person I had in my dream, in my vision. And he's the one who was God's messenger." And I discover it's a she. But I also see that it's the same one. It's the same energy and it's the same face. And then I could understand why she was so fixated. But she then, when she spent time, this was in 1975, very early on in service abroad, and she really, really fell in love with Brahma Baba at that time. And she said that it's only by being in Baba's room, in Baba's hut, that Baba has come alive for me. Until then, yes, love for Shiv Baba. And it was very interesting things she said about Krishnamurti and her connection with Baba. Krishnamurti's big thing was about non-attachment, detachment. And so she used to say to him, "But it's a difficult one. How can I be detached?" And he would give her various philosophical answers. And when she came to Baba, just Shiv Baba's love and the pull that Baba felt, had for her, she felt that the attachment problem resolved itself, it fell away. And she said that Baba's method is a sweet one, allowing us to connect with him, feeling that love, so we become detached from all the things here. And so, very interesting soul. She did a lot of service in those early days. She's passed on, of course, now. She was the oldest member in our community. She was 40-something. That was old. You can imagine how young everybody else was. Everybody else was in their 20s, and Daddy really, even then, we felt that he was like ancient. But now I'm older than when Daddy came to London, and I don't feel ancient at all.
I've just been thinking about...
Can you introduce yourself?
Sorry, Sarah from London. Baba's been talking a lot about giving sakash, and I think yesterday he mentioned the ones you give sakash to now will be your devotees in the Copper Age. But could you tell us a bit about how you give sakash? Like, is it to a particular person or a group of people? What's going on in your mind? I mean, how do you do that kind of service? What's your experience, and what advice or instruction would you have for us to be able to do that as well?
I'll share, and I'll ask Didi also to share her experience of that. But for me, when it's sakash for an individual or a group of individuals, very specifically, then I connect with Baba, and then I bring that person or that group in front of me, but it's like it's Baba between me and them. So it's not me giving them sakash, but I'm connecting with Baba, but Baba is then giving them sakash. And so it's really through Baba that they're able to receive that strength, that power, whatever it is they need at that moment. And then there's another stage that Baba's has talked about. Only do this for some seconds. Otherwise you're having yoga with them rather than yoga with God. And then transcend that and just simply be with Baba and let the light reach wherever it needs to go, or whoever's ready to take it. And so what Baba was talking about yesterday, prakriti, nature, environment, the elements. So again, between me and the earth, the planet, Baba, and then Baba's light surrounding the whole planet, so that it's Baba's power that's going to heal the planet and transform it. That because I have been the instrument to do that, then all the things Baba said yesterday, the benefit that comes to me also, the fact that I have served, then the elements won't harm me. I will leave the body, whether it's in a flood or an earthquake or fire, I don't know how, but I won't feel pain and suffering in the way that others may do. Because if I've served nature, then nature's going to support me. Yeah.
And it is also actually, body is composed of 5 elements, and the power that we receive from Baba, our own physical organs are also automatically with godly purity, peace, love, and especially the direction of having attitude, vision, words, where my physical organs are connected and directed. So when I am making my own physical organs pure, That is part of nature. Directly it is not okay, I am purifying air outside. But every breath, Baba said, you make it successful, pure and powerful. Every second, that all these things actually are connected personally with us as well, these five elements. And this is also that our body not only will become pure in the golden age, that is connected with the spiritual, that is with divine birth, pure birth, but this is the pure birth at this time when we are Brahma's mouth-born progeny, and then this body is used for to experience and express godly virtues and also share this godly quality with others. It is purifying the elements, my personal elements, and then the other elements.
Om Shanti, Noha from Turkey. My question has two parts, actually. Yesterday Suraj Bhai said that if you want to talk about something, a problem, you can talk to Daddy Gulzar. The first time I hear something like that, can you elaborate, please? Like, if you have something, you tell Daddy Gulzar and she will help you. Usually you talk that with Bab Dada, we talk to him. So this is the first part of the question. Second part, this is the Vyakta anniversary of Daddy Gulzar.
I didn't understand the first part of your question.
Yesterday Suraj Bhai said that if you have a problem, want to talk about something, talk to Daddy Gulzar and you'll see the problem will be resolved, you'll find a solution. So this is the first time I hear something like that, talking to Daddy Gulzar.
I'll ask her to explain what she meant.
Suraj Bhai said the same, that's the day, right?
Yeah. Okay, so let Sudesh Didi explain what she meant. Surya Bhai, not Sudesh Ben. So he said, Surya Bhai said, talk to Daddy Gulzar and the problem will dissolve. Okay.
My second part, that when Daddy, this is the Avyakta anniversary of Daddy Gulzar, and usually now they are in the advanced party, right? Daddy Gulzar. And what happens when it is Avyakta anniversary? She's in the subtle region, like sustaining us. I'm just curious to know.
Okay, again, I don't fully understand the second part of your question. Repeat it again.
Okay, I say that in the Avyakta anniversary, as far as I understand, that the daddies are now in the advanced party.
Yeah.
Okay, but when it's the 11th of March, it's Avyakta anniversary of Daddy Gulzar. Mm. She will be in the subtle region, like helping the world. This is what I want to understand. And same time, she is in the advanced party.
Okay. First part, once you leave your question here or even take it with you to the subtle dimension, you don't have any questions in the subtle dimension. So whether you've left the problem behind and gone to the subtle region or just gone to the subtle region with your question, once you're in that experience of your own subtle angelic form with Bab Dada, and for some it would be Bab Dada through Daddy Gulzar also. For me, when it's a subtle region, I'm more with Shiv Baba in the subtle form of Brahma Baba rather than Daddy Gulzar. But being in that subtle dimension, you don't have a question. The mind becomes very light, very free, filled with Baba's love. And so when you come down, you look at the second part, the soul left the body here and moved on, and yes, maybe was with Baba for some time, but has definitely taken another birth. But just as you and I, all the Brahmin family, have a physical body here, but there's also a subtle angelic form in the subtle region, which is why Baba tells us, let go of your attachment to this and use the subtle costume. Baba used to call it the sparkling costume that's waiting for you in the subtle region. And so Dadi Gulzar, wherever she is now, doing the service that she can through that child form, and definitely her parents would know that this is a special soul who's come to us for a special task, a special purpose. While Daddy was here, we would get very detailed messages about what was happening with Manmohini Didi as a child, Daddy Prakashmani as a child, and after Daddy, we haven't received any such detailed messages. There's nobody who's going to bring us that. But yet we know that in her childhood form, she's doing whatever she's doing. But when we remember her in her angelic form, that form is activated and we're able to have that experience of her silence, power, the truth, the purity that she had. So the soul is still in that child's body. It hasn't gone anywhere. It's definitely there. But because of our love and our energy, especially tomorrow, I can imagine that many, many will feel her presence. But it's the subtle angelic form that's being activated. Yeah?
When we are remembering Baba and also remembering the instrument for whom, for example, if we are remembering tomorrow will be special day, that will be not only remembering Baba but it would be the day of Ascension Day of Gulzar Dadi. So what happens, Baba emerges the soul there. The same, it is just like projection, and her sanskaras or her own personality is just what, how I see, is replaying the part that is recorded in the soul. Those who have gone in advance party, they are doing their part for future, but Baba emerges their past form. It is not the physical body emerges, it is the form of that soul. Like we see someone, our grandparents in dream or any friend in dream, it's not that they have left that body there. Or we are here and somebody sees our dream and they see us there, and some kind of conversation or memories becomes real conversation, talking to them. So Baba emerges those souls, and our connection is also really with that soul. So you experience the presence like living, meeting in front of us, that we are meeting the person, and how Baba then emerges this soul, and you experience Baba is present in front of us, or Dadis are present in front of us. So their sanskaras are, how I see another way as well, the flower is gone, but the perfume of that flower, if you mix or just press the bottle, then the flower becomes present in front of us. So it is Baba is actually emerging their sanskaras. And then atmosphere is such that person is present in front of us, just like the fragrance of the flower is present without seeing the flower, but fragrance of the flower reminds the picture of the flower. Sometimes it happens like this as well. You experience presence of them.
Name and country, please, Sally.
Om Shanti. I am Sally from UK. And I'm not usually prone to come up and ask questions. But actually it's an experience. Of when Daddy Prakashwani left the body, and I came to Madhuban after, maybe it was March time, she left the body in August. And I came, and at Amrit Vela, I sat in, I was in Pandav Bhavan, I was in Om Shanti Bhavan, and I had this, such a strong feeling that Daddy was welcoming me. There was that real feeling that she was welcoming me to. So maybe that subtle level they can, just as Dada will invoke, won't he? He'll invoke the advanced party into the subtle region to teach them. They can maybe come there at time like tomorrow and give us some experience if we wish to have that. And it was amazing. I just really had no even desire. But I just was sitting there and I felt Daddy is welcoming, like just like she would in person before she would meet us and welcome us and give us totally Om Shanti.
Beautiful, thank you. In the early days, like when Daddy became Avyakt, Daddy Prakashmani, and sometimes it happened with Mama after she had become Avyakt. So especially in the year or 2 years later, trans messengers used to be able to invoke those souls and bring those souls, and we would experience very much their character, their personality, their presence, their vibrations. And that was very easy to understand, that while the child is an infant, 1, 2 years old, the baby sleeps how long? 16 hours of the day, maybe longer. And so in that initial period, it's very easy for the soul to travel and the consciousness to move into another dimension, another place, and through the trans messenger give us that experience. But after a couple of years, in most cases it stopped. And so I can understand that the child growing up and now more active and engaged, and so not so easy for the soul to travel in that way. But the whole dimension of trance is fascinating, and I don't think we've fully unlocked the secrets of that. But as time goes on, Baba used to say, as in the beginning, so at the end. So early days, it was everything was trance. A lot of the information came through trance. Brahma Baba himself used trance messengers to ask questions that he needed to ask. He wouldn't just sit in meditation and say, Shri Baba, what's the answer to this question? He would wait for the message to come through a trance messenger. That was Brahma Baba's humility also, that he never just took it on himself. When Shiv Baba's coming and speaking the Murli, that's a direct thing. But then he would have a few trance messengers who he would put his question to, and they would come back with the answers from Shiv Baba. So that was interesting. But at the end, it's Baba's often said that the final revelation will happen through many, many having visions. So I think we're not too far away from that scene. So you have to, Anita, you have to tell us.
Christopher from Poland, Warsaw. It is better in English.
Om Shanti. The question is if Didi, you could explain the subtle difference between the attitude of detachment and the attitude of carelessness. I don't care. So I'm detached, or I'm not really caring about something.
When it's a task that Baba's given me, then I have to make sure that I do it with attention and accuracy. I can't say that I'm being detached, but no, Baba's expecting me to do that task properly with full attention. So I'm detached from it in a sense that I've done the best that I can. Then if there's praise that comes, I have to be detached. If there's defamation that comes, I still have to be detached. I learn the lesson for what is it that went wrong, that I didn't do properly, so that I understand for the future and learn from that. But if I'm just careless about it, I'll say, oh, well, it doesn't matter, I was very detached. But Baba won't accept that as an answer, because it's Baba's task and it was my responsibility to do it properly. Even with relationships, Lokic relationships, right from the very early days. I should give you one example. 1975, so this was really the first batch of Brahmins that were taking birth outside Bharat. And Daddy was there, of course. And this person said they didn't want to stay at home anymore. They were already an adult, but they didn't want to stay at home anymore. They wanted to stay separately so that then they could focus on their yogic life. And Daddy said, no, if you've been staying at home so far, continue to stay at home so that your parents are able to have you there, and they'll know that what Raj Yoga is teaching you is to fulfill your responsibility to them rather than just cutting off from them and saying, oh, it doesn't matter. Or Baba's words are very profound, and you have to understand them deeply rather than take it on a superficial level. So Baba says, forget the body, forget the bodily relations, etc., etc. Yes, I have to practice soul consciousness so that I'm detached from my own body. But Baba's not saying ignore the body. Baba told Daddy Janki, you're not just the driver of your vehicle, you're also the mechanic. And you have to look after this vehicle, which did. She lived to 104. And this was maybe when she was in her 70s, Baba said that. So she lived 30 plus years later. But that's the thing, that Baba's wanting us to be detached from body consciousness, but still be responsible to take care of this, to have good connection with our relatives, to do what we need to do accurately. So carelessness comes when I'm not giving proper attention to soul consciousness. Then I do something in a haphazard way or a lazy way, and then I say, oh, well, Baba told us to be detached. Clear? Didi? Okay. I can see that there's... Come. They're beginning to set up for the next session, which is fine. But maybe after this, just one more question, and then we take a break so that they can get the hall ready also.
I'm Shanti. My name is Mariah from Denmark.
From where?
Denmark, Copenhagen. I want to ask, because we in Srimad, there's a lot of guidelines, I think on that note with taking care of our vehicle, there's a lot of guidelines on what to eat to take properly care of our vehicle. And I wonder why there isn't any thing about sugar, because to my opinion, sugar is really Maya's helper, and sugar is some of the most addictive, and I would say sugar to some point is more dangerous than alcohol, and is also subtly making us, you know, unconsciously not aware that we are being addicted to sugar. And it's no critique, it's just because I want to, you know, spread some awareness on this for Brahmins. And I'm wondering, when is it time that we take it more seriously to take good care of our vehicle with love? Because with time, things as sugar or other things, you know, it might lead to diseases And when we, the new generation, will become seniors, I don't know how long we're here, but we're preparing so well for golden age. So shouldn't we also prepare the vehicle for golden age? Because sugar is not the same as today as it was when Baba was alive.
Thank you for raising that issue. And I know that several people in London or the UK generally tell me that they're not just vegan and gluten-free, but they're also sugar-free. So it's an idea that's spreading gradually. And I think that it's very good that you've raised it so everyone is more aware. But I think I would need to be sugar-free before I start telling others to be sugar-free. And so when I'm ready to do that, I'll take that up. But at the moment, I just have to say that I think that research tells us all the things that you're saying, which is true. It is addictive and it is disease creating. So, yes, for health reasons, sugar is dangerous, definitely. And I've also seen that sugar makes children hyper. And so that definitely, again, is a state where concentration and a calm mind is out of reach. So it is important. We'll start talking about it more and more as more and more people have the discipline to let go. Thank you. In Satyug, Baba told us categorically at one point, you won't use salt. And I'm sure that many who are medical people here would say that salt is as dangerous as sugar. So in Satya, we won't use salt, we won't use sugar. I'm sure we won't use milk. So there's lots of things that we have to learn to do here. One of the things about veganism is, I think at the last time we had a teachers' meeting in London, and this was from all over the UK, 40% of the group were vegan. And so it's gradually creeping up. Scotland is completely milk-free, all the three centres. So we're moving in the right direction, and of course that is based on violence. So not just dangerous for health and everything, but the violent aspect is very well noticed now. Interesting questions. One last question before we close.
Om Shanti. Bonjour Martial, from France, donc je ne parle pas anglais.
You want to know, Om Shanti, you want to know where the golden age is beginning. I'm not sure I can say that. Okay. If there is an invisible world in construction actually of the new world?
Does the new world have a constitution?
Voilà.
I don't think the new world needs a written constitution. I think the new world is based on truth and justice and peace. And so these are the sanskars that Baba's teaching us that we are now inculcating. And so that will then be the norm in Satyug. Here we need to document everything, because people change their mind, people don't remember, people say, oh, I didn't say this, I didn't mean this, and so it gets very complex. But in Satyug, I don't think you have any written constitution that I know of. It's the Adi Sanatan Devta Dharma. And the Devta Dharma is not just a religion. Later, it's described as religion, but it's actually a divine way of life that Baba has taught us now. And so we carry these sanskars with ourselves and follow that code of conduct. You only need something in writing, a legal document or laws, when things start going wrong, then you have to tell people, no, this is what is right, this is what is wrong. Okay? Satyuk, no need. Each one is guided by the inner compass. Okay, I saw sister raise her hand, so last question.
This one point, sir, this ancient religion, actually is when we are there, religion means practical dharana, practical life of divine virtues. So all were naturally virtuous. So oneness in that means all are peaceful, all are loveful, all are blissful, all are respectful. So at that time, it was not even mentioned that this is deity religion. It was deity life, divine life. It's only after that, when weather is very hot, and then we have the fresh cool air, then we give the contrast. This name, ancient deity religion, has been used afterwards when other religions came. So there was a oneness, and that is what Baba is speaking about. Again, the ancient religion, like all of us when we are born, all of us are innocent babies. And then when the life changes, then we are not that innocent anymore. That becomes only picture of our life. Same is the deities. We were divine innocent babies. Later on, gradually we became more conscious of the body. And then name is, body remains the same, but age of the name changes. This is how this becomes.
My question is, Ishwari from Qatar.
From?
Qatar, Middle East. Yeah. And my question is, as per current time, which type of purushat effort should I do to become like my father, my Baba, as soon as possible? And another one, how do you practice Bijrup Sthiti? How do you practice Bijrup Sthiti? Yes, seed stage.
Okay.
Thank you.
Every Murli that Baba is speaking is giving us a signal of what we need to do now. And so yesterday's signal, very, very powerful. Stay in company with God so that God is able to color you at all times. Yesterday's Murli actually was brilliant because it told us to be benefactors, it told us to be merciful, to be able to give to others. And the other thing that yesterday's Murli was reminding us of, that we have to learn to dance together so that we are not treading on each one's toes and causing pain, but we dance in rhythm, in harmony. And so the oneness of Satyug is created by learning to dance together. And the seed stage, the message that comes to me from the Avyat signals in February, turn inwards, love solitude, go into the depths of one, have that concentration and focus, then these are the steps that will help me come to the seed stage so that when I meditate, it's not that I'm trying to focus my mind, but I've learned to focus my mind. And I've let go of other things, and then I, the soul, the form of the seed, connected with God, the seed, and everything that God wants to give me, Baba is giving me.